Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I kind of had a weird afternoon slash evening yesterday when it comes to eating establishments. I had a late lunch, or I attempted to have a late lunch yesterday. I was stuck here at the office, and at about 2:30, quarter to 3, I ran out to a local fast-ish food place. I'm not going to name it right now, but a place where you go order at the counter. Not a drive-through situation, so I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, I come in there, and it's empty because it's, mid-afternoon. And I walk in, and there's nobody at the counter, and there's two guys who look more like management types, but their back is to me. They're working on some kind of machine not facing me. And one of them kind of quietly says, like, someone will be right with you. I'm like, okay, I get it. So I kind of wait. I peruse the menu up above. I think about it for a minute. And then about 2 minutes goes by, which is a long time. 2 minutes is really a long time if you just sit there and look. So then I kind of looked around a little bit more, kind of shuffled a little, like the little impatient shuffle, And then I kind of said, because they were a little farther back and the place was a little loud, I said, hey, is there any counter service here? And the guy turned around and looked at me and he said, I told you. Someone will be with you in a minute, or you could just use the kiosk over there, or you could just leave. So then, which was kind of took me back. And then I said, I didn't realize there's a kiosk, but fine, I'll leave. And then as I was leaving, he said, good. I can't, but now I can't go back in there. All right. So that was the first weird thing, right? Why was he mad at me? I didn't mean to be, I don't know. It made me sad. But then the other thing that happened was last night, went out with the family, and we got some Chinese food, and then, of course, at the end, you have the fortune cookies. So I thought maybe, am I getting at a fortune cookie talking about patience or something, or understanding or forgiveness? I don't know. Here's what we got, though. So I have the four fortunes right here, and this is what Josh got. His said, a time of inner peace and reflection is in your future. That might have been a good one for me because I was still mad about the lunch. But I thought that works well for Josh because he's got a bar mitzvah coming up, so some inner peace and reflection. Then Lindsay's was seek out the humor in everyday situations, which again, probably could have worked for me. Then Matthew's was kind of just a reminder that fortune cookies don't really expire because his said August will be a month of abundance. So that one is a little late on the uptake, right? So he's got to wait a year. But anyway, then it was my turn to read my fortune. And I thought maybe this will make me feel better. But I'm not kidding. I'm holding it in my hand right here. Here's what my fortune said. Respect the privacy of your neighbors. What did I do? Was I looking at a window or something? What? Respect the privacy of your neighbors. Neighbors on my block, if you're listening, is there something I'm doing wrong?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.